You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. What is a martial arts style? Each time a martial artist comes up with a body of new concepts, techniques, training methods, or curricula, the case could be made that a new style has been born, especially if the martial artist then gives the new style a name and proceeds to promote it as such. Who then decides what is a separate style and what is not? While in earlier times, violence might have been involved in this process, nowadays the market is probably the strongest determining factor. A style is a style if it attracts followers. There's no regulatory agency that reviews applications and hands down decisions from on high regarding which styles are legitimate and which are not. Why is this an important topic? In my earlier podcast on the importance of grappling training, I mentioned the human tendency towards tribalism, and how since we no longer live in villages, we tend to create our own social groupings, or tribes, if you will. One sort of tribe we join is a martial arts style. This can have both positive and negative consequences. On the positive side, humans are as a species social creatures, and having a sense of belonging to a group fills a social void in a satisfying way for many people. You're more likely to continue in and benefit from martial arts training if it takes place in an environment that includes like-minded people, especially if some of them are more advanced than you and can thus serve as role models. On the negative side is the very tribal tendency towards an us-versus-them mentality. When martial arts styles intersect with tribalism, we sometimes hear statements like, "She is a traitor to her style," or, "He has contaminated the style," or, "That is not true, X," with X representing the name of a given martial arts style. I see here a parallel with the concept of race. Modern genetics shows that what we call race is mostly meaningless in any scientifically provable way. Other than appearance, a person's race tells you pretty much nothing about them. A modern understanding of the DNA of humans shows that you are mathematically just as likely to have more genes in common with some individual of another race than with one of your siblings. Yet there are still misguided people who place great importance on race, and a particularly vile subset of them talk about race traitors and racial purity. There is even an old and despicable word, miscegenation, that refers to the crime of giving birth to a mixed-race child. I have in the past heard people sneer dismissively that a given martial artist is mixing styles. Does that mean that he or she is committing martial arts miscegenation? To some extent, the word style can be compared to the word genre, used for music and other creative arts, and similar silliness can crop up there as well. Many is the musician who has been criticized for playing music considered to be outside his or her genre. In my opinion, many of the best musicians defy classification into a single style. Another comparison can be drawn with sports. Of course, nearly every sports coach will follow some sort of structured system, some style, if you will. Many people, however, think of martial arts as a domain separate from other athletic pursuits. While martial arts is partly an athletic endeavor, many people either consciously or unconsciously ascribe an aspect of mystical, if not magical, quality to it that they don't ascribe to sports or other athletic endeavors. This sort of thinking can further extend to martial arts styles, treating what is considered a powerful style as if it had a particular special form of magic, complete with its own set of laws, special powers, and taboos. This, combined with a human tendency for tribalism, can further lead to extremely irrational behavior when it comes to martial arts styles, especially when the related merits of different styles comes up in discussion. To me, a martial arts style serves a purpose when it provides structure and a curriculum. When the style, and especially the style's hierarchy of humans, becomes more important than the individual human, it has exceeded its purpose and should be seen as unimportant and irrelevant. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.